Now, male DNA, almost certainly left over from a male fetus, has been found lurking in women's brains, according to research published in PLOS One this week. It's unclear what effect this may have on maternal health. Fetal microchimerism is the process by which fetal cells and DNA can escape the womb and get into the tissues and bloodstream of a pregnant woman. But this work, carried out by William Chan of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Centre and his colleagues, is the first to show that these cells can reach and persist in the brain.
So how did they find out about this?
Well, they were looking at brain samples taken from the autopsies of 59 women, and they were testing them for the presence of Y chromosome DNA, so that can only have come from a male. And 63% of their samples were positive for male DNA, showing not just that it's very common, but also that it's very long-lasting. In fact, the oldest female that was positive for male DNA was 94 years old. Now, generally, the blood-brain barrier, or BBB, should keep foreign cells like these out. But changes during pregnancy can cause the barrier to become more porous than normal, and that gives these chimeric cells a window of opportunity to get through.
Does carrying around male DNA like that have any impact on the woman herself?
Well, that's a good question, and this was a very small study, so the impact of this is still very unclear. But previous research has shown that this fetal microchimerism is a bit of a double-edged sword. The cells may help to aid tissue repair, and they may protect against breast cancer, but at the same time, they might also increase the risk of autoimmune diseases and inflammatory problems, and actually other cancers, things like bowel cancer. And another interesting link is that women who've had more children seem to be at a greater risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. So it may be logical to think, well, maybe more of this DNA in the brain is going to increase your risk of Alzheimer's. But the researchers were really surprised to see that women with Alzheimer's actually had a lower prevalence of male cells in the brain, and in particular in the regions most affected by the disease. So realistically, this finding raises more questions than it answers, but it does suggest that this microchimerism may have some protective effect on the brain, so it's definitely an area for future research.